and then put your bracing in there where it wouldn't give any, cause your wire to become slack where your cows can come through. You start out there and you go about every 8 to 10 feet, put you down a post till you get to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And of course now, nearly everybody ties their barbed wire to a tractor or something and strings it out. Mm-hmm. But in the years past, you would have gotten you a rod or a stick and run through your roll of wire and go down, and they usually had a wire stretcher of some kind. Mm-hmm. to get the extra length out of your wire.
But you dig holes to put the...
Oh yeah, and put your post in. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Yeah, if you were building, say you needed to build a fence a quarter of a mile, mm-hmm. and you start here with your corner posts and your bracing and all, mm-hmm. and then you would every 8, 10 to 12 feet, depending, you would dig a hole, put another post down. Mm-hmm. And then along in there, you would still do some bracing so all of the pull wouldn't be on your corner post back there. But you always want a big, strong corner post, well braced, to start your fence from, to do your pulling from. Then you want to end up on a well braced mm-hmm. Corner.
And what would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I don't know. That's something that I've never seen in this area. I've seen it back up in the mountains where they mm-hmm. built their rock wall fence, but not down here.
Mm-hmm. What would you carry water in?
Well, you'd take it in a jug sometime. Mm-hmm. Usually a stone jug if you were working in the field or something, that, you know, the water wouldn't get hot as quickly. And a smallmouth stone jug, and you carry that to the field with you.
What about something made out of wood that people used to draw the water?
I've seen pictures, and I've seen a few of them, Barbara, but I don't remember.
What would you milk in?
Milk bucket's what we always called it. But it was always a pail. It wasn't, you know, just a metal pail.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
To me, none. If there is a difference, I don't know.
Which
the bucket is the term that we always uh-huh. use. You don't use pail much, Ryan. We never did.
And what would you use to fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
What was that made out of?
Usually, and still is at our house, cast iron. Big old thick cast iron.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see something similar to that, shallow like that, but that had little legs on it?
Mm-hmm.
You could set in the fireplace?
Yeah, if you're going to cook in ashes. I've seen those, but we've never used them at home.
Do you ever hear what they're called?
No.
Do you ever hear spider?
Spider pot. Spider pan or something.
Uh-huh.
If I have, it didn't register. Mm-hmm. I can see why they would call it that.
And?
Do you know what amazes me? It's not... I have a brother-in-law that was raised up around out from Jasper, back up around Winfield, out from Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And they have so many different terms that they use that we're not familiar with here. A paper bag is a poke, and it still is a poke to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not so at all here.
You never hear the word poke used?
Not around here.
They were raised around Jasper?
Up around Winfield, back in that area, back toward, not too far from Birmingham, back over in his father was a coal miner until he got hurt.
My father was born in Jasper, I think.
Oh,
his
really?
His parents were, or just out in the country, Walker County outside mm-hmm. of Jasper. But I think I went up there one time. I vaguely remember meeting my great-grandmother, but.
Oh, really?
I don't really know them at all.
But they had different terms and things. Well, now, would you be going into this area, that area with this study?
Yeah, the whole state of Alabama will be covered, you know, but I'm not, I mean, I don't...
You don't know whether you're going to do that or not.
I don't know whether I'll be the one doing it or someone uh-huh. else will do that area. That's kind of interesting. Something that you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house. You put them in a...
Face.
And... If you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a
knife and a fork and a spoon and a napkin.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
You'd put a steak knife.
We're talking about several of those. You put out several steak.
Oh, yeah. steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to?
We'd have to say, wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she?
Rinse them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing?
Dish rag.
Huh?
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
That's a drying rag, or drying cloth.
And what you bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
And something that, if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a narrow container, something with a narrow mouth, you'd keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
wheel.
And to carry clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes
basket.
And nowadays, if a lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.